Lift up an Elokai Neshama. It begins with Elokai. So we express that Neshama Shel Satvi Terehi, Neshama that he put into us as Tahar. Terehi, it was given to us as Taira and still Taira, still the Taira, which means clean, clean from any Averis. Three different parts of the Neshama. The Nefesh Ruach Neshama, which was created that way. Va'ata Neshama Rabbi Kirbi is the Pella, which this is the continuation of Ashurotza, of how Kadosh Baruch Hu took a guf, which is Mali Nikavim, and the Ruach of the Neshama is able to remain in it, doesn't escape. The Chibra between the Neshama and the guf, at Neshama Rabbi Kirbi. So I think this is where we ended off, that the whole purpose of man in this world is Maidan in Fanecha, based on the Ramban in Parshas Bo'i. The Ramban writes us that all the mitzvahs is to bring us a munah and to thank HaKadosh Baruch that He created us. That's the Kavanah Se'yitzira. That's the spitz. She'ein lano tam achabi yitzira rishayna. There's no other reason for the original creation. Ve'ein la elyon chofetz betachtoin mo'vadze she'eda adam ve'yoyda la alkov shabarim. And the Ramban goes on to say, and that's the kavana of why we daven out loud with kol. That's the kavana of why we come to Batei Knesiyos. And that's the zchus tefilas harabim. The people get together to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem, to fulfill our existence in this world. So that's Kozman Shashana Mabikirbi, Maidan El Fanecha. Because once a person is amazed, Lo Hamesi Mihaluka, it's too late already. So the only time we can do is while we're still alive. And then we go on. Ribbon Kolamasim. Ribbon Kolamasim. What's the Lashon Ribbon Kolamasim? So Lashon Ribbon Kol Masim is based on, we find it in a Medrash, in Parshas B'Shalach, where it's referring to he's the master over all Briyas, all creations that are in this world. Ribbon Shel is the master over all them. So what's Ribbon Kol Masim? Adon Kol HaNeshamah. So it's just Ribbon and Adon. A Ribbon is a Lashon of Rabbanus. So he's the head, he serves as the leader, but Adon is more of an expression of controlling. Adon has Adnos, he has Bailos, he's in full control of the Eved. So the Lashon of it was saying is that the bracha is going on, the returning of the Neshama, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned to us this Neshama, Shechzat bi Neshmasi, and he returns it to us every morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it from the person when he was sleeping, and he could have held on to it. He didn't have to return it. Right? Like we start off, it's Tairi, Betzim, Hashem is Tairi. We've done Chatayim, which because of that, why she returned it to us? We made it dirty. So that the Lash Adain Kol Hashem is that it's taking the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it back to us. So that's what we say, Adon Kol Neshamos. So we start off with Ribbon Kol HaMasim, that he's the master over all the Briyas that were created. Adon Kol Neshamos, because that's the specific that we're speaking about over here in this bracha. And then we end off, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzeh Neshamos Levgar Mesim. Levgar Mesim is Lashon of a Mes. And we find that sleep is similar to death. The Gemara Baruch says Shina is 1/60th of Misa. So every night when the Neshama goes up above to give a din v'cheshbin, and every morning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the Neshama to the Guf, it's like returning it to a Lefkar Mesim, to a Pegar Mes. The Neshama is Be'ikar the Koyach HaMachshava, and we're speaking out with our Dibur. We're saying over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being able to give us back that koyach adiba, that koyach achshava that we have, right? When a person's sleeping, as the shava's not with him, so there's a certain aspect of misa over here. So that's the bracha over here. So in total, the bracha is found to be Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is giving us life, that we're able to fulfill our tachlis in life, which is to be able to be Moedani Lefanecha, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our tachlis. And we're recognizing the Hidah for that, because it's really totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control to give us or not to give us. And it would make sense even that He shouldn't give it back to us, and yet He does give it back to us, even to a matzah where we were, where we were like Lifkar Mason. That's the bracha of Kain Shama. The next bracha that we move on to is Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah, the lashon we begin with, the first bracha is Lasik B'Divrei Torah, which the lashon Lasik, where is the lashon? What does it mean? Esek. Right, when you take a look in the Torah always uses the lashon of Limud. I mean, the Torah says, Limadete, my son. Or the Basik says, the lashon Limud. So what's the lashon of Esek? Why were they misakin the bracha with Lasik? If they're coming off the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Talmud, Limud. Limud HaTorah should be Limud HaTorah. So this is where we have the famous Bach, that Mitzvah we'll discuss next time.
There's one better than having a question.